It's Friday, February 14th, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Barron County's district attorney says there are no charges for a September boating crash on Pokegama Lake. Tax help is available for filers who are low income or elderly. A bill proposes extra medical coverage for new mothers, and snowmobile trails in Polk and Triple Counties are now open. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. No charges will be filed against a boater involved in a collision of two fishing boats on Pokegama Lake on September 10th, 2024. Barron County District Attorney Brian Wright said the driver of the boat, Michael Hintz, may have been affected by a medical condition, but there was no criminal negligence. Reports said on the evening of September 10th, Hintz's fishing boat collided with another stationary fishing boat at speed, but a specific cause of the collision was not known. Two people were on the other boat, one was injured, and the other jumped into the water to avoid the collision. Hintz was ticketed for failing to give way and safely pass the other boat. If filing your income taxes seems daunting this year, you can get some free help. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says low-income and elderly taxpayers can take advantage of local community support.
Go to a volunteer site in your community to use the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, or you, if you're a senior, can use Tax Counseling for the Elderly, which is TCE.
You can find those programs in your area by dialing 211 or visit irs.gov to find other help. There's only one statewide race on next Tuesday's primary ballot in Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
It's for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, the constitutional office charged with oversight of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The position is officially nonpartisan. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking a second four-year term. Underley previously served as superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District in southwest Wisconsin. Challenging her are Jeff Wright, Sauk Prairie School District superintendent and former Democratic candidate for state assembly, and Brittany Kinzer, an educational consultant from Milwaukee. Voters will narrow the field to two on Tuesday for the April general election. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin took to the floor of the U.S. Senate on Thursday to oppose the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm speaking as someone who knows firsthand how important it is to protect our children from serious illness. And that is why I was so disturbed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead our nation's largest public health agency.
Wisconsin's Republican Senator Ron Johnson voted in favor of the nominee, and Kennedy was confirmed in a 52-48 vote. Former Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky was the only Republican to vote no. At the Capitol, a bipartisan bill would expand medical assistance coverage for postpartum women. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The bill would extend Medicaid coverage for mothers from 60 days to a full year after childbirth. Co-author Republican Senator Jesse James says it doesn't make any changes to eligibility requirements for medical assistance or the income threshold.
It would just allow for those women who are already being covered, be covered for longer to help address potential health issues that arise during the postpartum period. Additionally, Wisconsin already covers an infant for a year after birth. This legislation would bring the mother's care in line with their baby's care and coverage.
The bill passed in the state Senate last session, but Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has criticized it as expanding welfare. Officials from Democratic Governor Tony Evers' Department of Health Services spoke in support of the legislation during a recent hearing before the Senate Health Committee. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Snowmobile trails in Barron, Chippewa, Polk, and Rusk counties are now open. In Polk County, this includes the Gandy Dancer, Cattail, and Sawmill trails. The Store Seven Lakes State Trail remains the exception and is not open to snowmobile use. Tony Nowak with Polk County Parks and Trails reminds riders to stay on the trails and respect private property which the trails cross. Barron County warns many trails are not in great condition and to ride at your own discretion. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday and a happy Valentine's Day.